Welcome to Clifton Health On Air.
I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And we are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey.
We are located 12 miles west of New York City.
And we also service the township of Little Falls.
Welcome.
Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren. And with us today is Daniel Ratchford, founder and president of Bro Reevman. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And also with us is Crystal, one of our local health outreach coordinators.
Nice to be here again.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. And we're really lucky to have connected with you through Elon, our friend at the John Thoreau Cancer Center. But can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Yes, I feel like I am the lucky one to be here with you guys. I appreciate it. So Bro Reevman is an organization dedicated to supporting men and boys, and especially men and boys of color, through grief and bereavement. We create a brotherhood and help men heal.
And how long has it been around?
We've been in business for 2 years.
Okay.
But the idea spawned maybe 3-4 years ago. After my life experience, I lost my wife 16 years ago. And through that, I learned that grief is different for men, the way we go through it. And I've learned that if you don't get those emotions out, it can physically and mentally affect you.
Yeah. I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
So you had a personal experience with grief, and this is how this organization came about?
Yes.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the core mission and vision for this organization.
So I'm going to go back a little. So so Medina, my wife, who passed, we dated in our teenage years, and at the age of 18, in 19, we decided to start a family. So after she gave birth to my son, she was diagnosed with a rare blood disorder. So within a month of her giving birth, she was rushed to the emergency room because her spleen had ruptured. So at the age of 19, we're kind of living this nightmare where we don't know exactly what's going on with her, but the doctors are doing surgeries, like, to remove her spleen. A couple months after that, she had a blood clot in one of her arms where they had to go in and do a surgery. So for the next 10 years, she was just in and out of the hospital with different surgeries, different ailments, strokes, heart attacks. It was just, like, horrible for me, for her,
terrible.
For my kids. Towards the end of her life, she had her legs amputated. So just thinking, just all the trauma that my kids went through, that I went through, that Medina went through, it was very taxing on our emotional state and our mental state. It was just, you know, the kids would go to school and just not know if their mom was going to be there when they got home. So, you know, could you imagine just living like that? It was a horrible toll on my kids, the trauma that they went through. And, you know, just so after Medina passing, you know, we still had all of that trauma inside of us and the grief and everything that we had going on with us. I tried my best to be the best dad possible, but it was a lot. You know, I had a lot of pain. And unfortunately, I kind of went the way that most guys go, which was alcohol and smoking marijuana and pretty much doing everything possible to numb myself so I didn't feel that pain. So that kind of hampered my ability to be the best father possible for my kids. I'm trying to help them with their grief, dealing with my grief. So I went through a very interesting, you know, couple of years. But coming out of the fog of that, You know, I said to myself, wow, like I have a very interesting and unique story, mm-hmm. and maybe I could help people just right. by telling the story. So over the past couple of years, I've done journaling, which was suggested to me. Just I was sitting in the Uber, just telling my story, just like this, and mm-hmm. the young lady was like, "You should write that stuff down. That's good. It's good stuff. Write it down, and you know, see where it goes." And started writing in my phone and my notes, just jotting down stuff, experiences, and then one day I decided I'm gonna be brave. I'm gonna show it to all my friends.
Okay.
You know, through
wow.
COVID. All we right. had those, everybody had like a group chat going.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so, absolutely. Or so, like a video chat.
So I threw it out to my guys and I'm like, you know, these are guys who could have conversations for hours about top five rappers and sports teams and all of that stuff.
Yes.
So I'm like, listen, guys, this is something I'm working on. Let me know what you think. And out of those 10 guys, one responded and was like, this is good, keep on going. And wow. that's all I needed,
right?
You know, the guys on the chat were my friends, guys I've known since junior high school and mm-hmm. high school. We've done a lot of stuff together.
So
they
who
loved
knew
me.
Your story too?
Yeah, they knew my story. Okay. But I think just them seeing it on paper and mm-hmm. reading it, I don't think they even knew how to react,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. I don't even think they knew how to feel. So just that one person gave me the confidence, like, mm-hmm. okay, I got something. So I kept on writing, kept on sharing with more friends, more family. And eventually it turned into a nonprofit where I was like, yeah, we can help people with this. You know, just teaching guys healthy ways of coping. And it's bubbled up to Bro-reavement. Yeah.
Wow.
It's beautiful.
What a story.
Thank you.
Wow. The trials and tribulations, honestly. But it's good to be here with you. And
thank you.
You're sharing so many, sharing your story and helping so many people. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Yeah, I hear a lot. Turning your pain into purpose.
Mm.
And,
absolutely.
You know, like I think somebody has to yeah. do it. It's just, you know, like when I thought of this, you know, I kind of Googled just to see what groups are around just for guys and couldn't find too many.
Mm.
When I was going through after losing my wife, I was looking for a group and I was introduced to different guys and through churches and nothing was, they were good people, but they were older. They didn't look like me. They didn't come from where I came from. I'm born and raised in the Bronx. So, they really couldn't relate. I was 29, you know,
right.
So I was just, they couldn't relate. So like, I was just like, I'm just going to deal with it myself.
Right.
And you know, so fast forward, I'm like, yeah, this can help a lot of people. A lot of people are going through things and you see it in the news. Whenever I see a story of just someone just flipping out of nowhere, I kind of think to myself, there's a backstory, something happen to that person, you know? So
before mm-hmm. everything happened with your wife, did you have any idea what mental health was, or have you talked about emotional health and mental health?
No. Not at all. I'm trying to think. Mental health for me at the age of 19 didn't exist.
Right.
I don't even think that existed back then. Not that I'm that old, but
yeah,
right.
So it's definitely a passion project for sure.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing. And so when I'm still stuck on when you shared it with your closest friends,
right.
and you know only one reached out, what kind of, like, I'm sure you see this mm-hmm. in the community, like with the people that you're working with now. So I'm curious, how do you break through those barriers, and what are the barriers? Why aren't they comfortable? Why aren't men usually comfortable?
So men are taught, especially men from my era, are taught at a young age, you know, the whole man up, stop crying, don't act like this, don't act like that. And I think it changes us from a young age where it's looked as a weakness to show emotion, So when I brought these emotions up to my guys, mm-hmm. like a lot of them don't feel anything. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's mm-hmm. frowned upon to have any emotion, especially if it's not angry, happy, sad. There's no, those are the three emotions that we only deal with.
Are so, allowed with, yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, wow. but.
Very, yeah. Super unfortunate.
And I think, too, maybe they do have those other emotions, but they're just not in tune with it, or exactly. they're not allowing themselves to even register them, mm-hmm. and they just mm-hmm. brush right past it. So how do the services that bereavement offers, like mm-hmm. what kind of services are there, and how do you work to kind of get people out of their shell, or how does that work?
So the services we offer, we try to make it fun, because we're finding that just getting guys outside is a challenge. So we offer cooking classes. Guys love to eat.
Yep.
We have meditation classes.
Oh, wow.
You mentioned, you know, at the age of 19, right. what did mental health mean? Like, I wish I was taught meditation at a young age, just being able to go to your breath and just kind of slow things down mm-hmm. has been a key to the life that I'm living now. You know, whenever I get in a situation where, you know, where I feel my temperature rising, I'm just like, breathe, Daniel, calm mm-hmm. down, you know, and I try to show this to guys, like, yo, like, pay attention to yourself when things are moving fast, it's okay to slow things down a little bit by using your breath. We also have art classes okay. where we're teaching guys just to put your emotions on a canvas. A couple weeks ago, we had a class where the guys were asked to pick a song, any song that brought emotion mm-hmm. to them, that reminded them of a loved one, that reminded them of a time. And some of the guys picked rap music. It went from rap music to R&B to mm-hmm. country music to every different, and then we put it on a canvas.
Wow.
So just, you know, guys, just teaching them different ways of doing things, just different activities they can even do from home. So okay. they don't even have to be with us is a key. You know, I like to end the classes just by saying, guys, when you're going through stress, this is the go-to. When you're at home by yourself, this is the go-to.
That's great. Your organization is super important. How do you get guys to come to it?
So we've been doing a lot of health fairs, okay. showing up there. Of course, we do the social media, trying to get the word out. But I am learning the key to this whole mental health world is women, especially with men. It's women. Women are the ones who are bringing this message home. Women are the ones who are telling their husbands, their sons, their fathers, listen, these guys are doing this. Just show up and see how it is. You know, there's been a couple of times when the guys come to the class and we'll be cooking. Mm-hmm. And then we start the conversations after, like in the middle of the class. And, mm-hmm. you know, we bring up grief and loss. And then I see the light bulb go on for some of the guys, like, oh, this is why she invited me here. This is why she told me to come. But, you know, the guys come back, though. They come back, right. you know. That's... Usually once we start the conversation just flows, and we don't have enough time. So just getting them there is the hard part. But
okay.
women are the key. This is why I appreciate you guys for inviting me in here, just to get the word out about yeah. what we're doing. So thank you again.
Of course,
absolutely.
And I'm sure it's like a positive snowball once you create that group of a safe space, honestly, for these gentlemen, then they can model that behavior of being open with their friends like you were, right? Mm-hmm. So you probably started that in the group chat, and then I'm sure now you're able to communicate a little bit more with these men, and just seeing someone be open, it really does model and open up the space for you to open up yourself. So I'm sure that these men that are coming to these right. classes are also becoming influential and sharing that positivity yeah, and that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And possibly they might have never felt that they had someone to relate to, or they felt alone. Mm-hmm. And so to come to these events that you offer to see, oh, wait, I'm not alone. Mm-hmm. I actually can have a support system to pick me up, and it's not just my mom, my mm-hmm. my daughter, my wife. it's people.
Yeah, it's important to be in a room with your peers, mm-hmm. and you know, when you share your story, the guy sitting right next to you has a, not the same story, right. but a similar story, and maybe he has a different approach to how he went about things, and you learn from each other, and like you said, you don't feel alone. Mm-hmm. And what's cool too, a lot of the younger kids are in the classes, and they're hearing and seeing men who look like them mm-hmm. open up, and it's okay. We're human, you know? Mm-hmm. I know sometimes, you know, the world treats us a little cold and wants us to be looked at as less than human, but we're human, you know? Like, a lot of the guys, for the first time in their lives, are being encouraged to open up in this space, and it's powerful.
What age range do you help?
We have kids from 11 years old all the way up to men who are in their 70s. Wow. My dad has popped up to a couple of classes. My dad, the relationship between me and my dad has improved times 10. Like, I've seen my dad cry for the first time. I've seen my dad come to me saying, "I'm proud of you. This is great. Keep on going."
Oh, that's beautiful.
So just, you know,
that's
just
wonderful.
Being able to create something. For me, it's healing me every time. Like, I'm in the room talking to the guys. It's healing. It's therapeutic, definitely.
And also offering those alternative coping mechanisms, right? Mm-hmm. So that we don't have people just rely on the easy way out, mm-hmm. right? So, which is just to not deal with your emotions and go to these substances that ultimately are not good for your health. So that's amazing.
Yeah, if you choose to go to those unhealthy coping skills, the drinking, the smoking, a lot of us use these things to just mask everything that's going on inside, and you just hit a point where it bubbles up and you find yourself in horrible situations. You find yourself mm-hmm. Just doing things and not understanding why until you're in the situation, until you have handcuffs on, and mm-hmm. you know, and then you're forced to come sit down and figure things out. And we're trying to get ahead of all of that stuff and just show guys, like, if you don't deal with these things, they're going to deal with you sooner or later. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know you said you had 11-year-olds and all the way up to 70-year-olds or older. I guess it's a twofold question. Do you have any dad and son relationships that come to the meetings together? Do you have teenagers who come to you and say, "Oh, I'm struggling connecting with a father figure," or doesn't have a father figure at home? I guess my question overall is, how is it generating with kind of that age gap for like high school to college?
That's a great question. That age group is actually the age group that we're struggling to kind of bring in.
Okay.
Like, from, let's say, 18 to like 27, 28, like, we're missing that piece. So we've been going to different colleges and just trying to recruit guys and just talk to guys about just stress, your stress management. Some of the teens who are going to college are coming in with their fathers, you know, which are great. But this is why I'm here, to kind of get the word out, you know, like,
so that would be kind of like a challenge.
Yeah, definitely a challenge and an opportunity for us to spread the word about what we're doing. We're doing fun and cool stuff. We're going to a Yankee game. They are inviting us to sit in the judges' chambers.
Uh-oh, Lauren.
In the outfield. They're going to give us like judge robes and stuff. Like, how great is that? Like, out of nowhere, they reached out to us, and we're trying to do some programming with them, which is cool. Like, started out as an idea, you know, and the Giants have thrown us tickets. We went to a Knicks game. We're doing great things, and, you know, I think to have that age group there would just add to what we're doing. I would love to get their opinions on, you know, what could make us grow, what do they like doing.
Mm-hmm.
We every summer we do a fishing trip, you know, just another way to kind of release some of the stress, enjoy the different environment. So if you guys are out there, bro, Reevement,
look them up.
Absolutely. We'll be sure to tag them in this podcast and definitely tag them in our social media posts, of course. And of course, we'll have to partner down the line.
Yes, for sure.
That would be the goal. So we can get more gentlemen and young teens and young adults to come to these types of environments because it is so important. And if you are a mother or a father listening to this and you have a young teenager or a college student, it's tough to talk to them nowadays. Mm-hmm. So if they want to come and talk to a gentleman at bereavement, the contact information will be there and they'll have fun. They'll have a good time and they'll learn how to cook. And that's most important. Mm-hmm. That's very important. But they'll also learn how to cope with their stresses because it's tough. Society has already instilled in many, many individuals, men especially, that you can't cry. Mm-hmm. It's looked upon as weak. It's looked upon as not being super masculine.
So right now, my son is 26 years old, and he knows everything that I'm doing, everything. And even for him, it's like, nah, I'm good. I got to work. I got to do this. And I'm like, you sure? But when he does have time, he tries to pop up at the events. But still, he's reserved. Even though he knows everything I'm doing, still reserved. He still keeps a lot of things inside, which worries me. But, you know, I have accepted. Maybe I'm not the one who's going to be the one to kind of reach him. I kind of hope that, you know, he'll get it from someone else. And he'll, you know, kind of open up and just, you know, it's okay. Everybody grieves on their own time. So,
is there a specific community impact or community story that you would like to share?
So I have a gentleman who I connected with through Sway in the Morning. I was driving around one day and heard him on the radio, and he was telling his story about how he lost his son. He left his, like, social media information, so I decided to reach out. And just said, hey, listen, this is what we're doing with bereavement. If you're ever in Jersey, come to one of our events. So he popped up, and he has been coming back.
Wow.
To all the events that we throw. He's gone to the fishing events, the Yankee games with us. He lives all the way out in Long Island.
Oh, wow.
And he takes the trek all the way to New Jersey, and we hang out, you know, and usually at the end of the events, he's like, I don't want to leave. This is good.
Wow.
Like, what you guys are doing is great. And recently, he started his own nonprofit to honor his son who died by suicide. And he is, I look at him as a brother now. Like, you know, so whenever he needs advice from me, not that I've been in this business for that much longer, but I try to give him as much information. And I'm trying to see everyone win. So, you know, especially... I'm super glad that I connected with him, and just to provide him some sort of safe space has made me feel great. Yeah, that, like, my job is, you know, I feel good because I started, I only aimed to help one person, and it's bubbling up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that speaks to the effectiveness and also just the comfort that's built in those activities, those events that you host, because, you know, they keep wanting to come back and they feel comfortable. I was also curious if you could share a bit more about what kind of grief, I guess, is covered in your sessions.
So grief is a wide net.
Right.
So we are having conversations about losing a loved one to death, incarceration, divorce. We're having conversations about just daily grief that we go throughout the day, losing a job, you know, like all of that loss. How are you dealing with that? A lot of us men especially, you just push it to the side and just say, oh, okay, and just keep on going. And, you know, all of those losses has to go somewhere. You can't bottle it up. So, yeah, we're we're casting a net on everything.
Yeah, it's a wide net for sure. That's awesome. Okay, so it's not just losing a loved one, but also big life changes and things that might have been unexpected. That's great.
Another thing I just want to bring up, because, you know, in our mission, we talk about men and boys of color. So Caucasian men are invited. We don't discriminate. Like, if anybody wants to come, please come and experience. The reason why we put that in the mission is because I'm an African-American male, and when I was going through what I was going through, it's like I needed that space for us. So so we created it. But all men are invited to come. You know, this is open for everyone. You know, just be open to just the feedback and, you know, the conversation. So it is open.
Looking at the future, what do you see for bereavement, for long-term goals and opportunities that this organization can do?
I'm learning to dream big. So I'm thinking we could take this nationally.
Wow.
Why couldn't we have this in every city across the United States, across the world? Why couldn't we? You know, I think what we tapped into is something special and something that's, it hasn't been tapped into. Like, I don't see anybody really looking for men to start healing, you know? So I think we can grow this across the country. Other thoughts that I've had, you know, dreaming big, creating an app where guys can kind of follow what we're doing, come to our classes, do meditation off of the app.
Okay.
I think about this before I go to bed. When I wake up, like, this is something that I see myself doing for the rest of my life. So, you know, I definitely dreaming big and trying to do as much as possible with this org.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Short term, we're looking to create just a virtual platform where we can start branching out and start reaching out to different guys across the United States. I expect that to come soon. We're figuring out to possibly do a podcast like this or just some sort of group where we can meet up and just have conversations.
Do you do support groups in different... I'm just saying that because we were last year looking for a men's support group during Men's Mental Health Month. So is that something you think we can possibly partner on?
For sure. Yeah, we're open. We're open. This is what we're doing. Yeah, so for sure, we could definitely do something. Yeah, we're looking to create those spaces for guys. You know, I don't want someone to feel like I felt years ago, where there was nowhere to go. There was, you know, we're trying to get the word out with what we're doing. So any way we could possibly grow this thing, I'm open to it.
Awesome.
And speaking of growing and doing outreach, you do work, I know you mentioned, in Bergen and Passaic County specifically. Could you speak a little bit about the Clifton Health Department and how we are working together and how we will be working together in the future?
So we are looking to partner with you guys to possibly just throw events in Passaic County and Clifton, where we could bring guys in and just show what we're doing. Cooking classes, possibly, meditation classes, you know, just like I said, to create these spaces where guys can come through and start getting some of these emotions out and, you know, just feel like it's okay to open up and be a little bit vulnerable and, you know, and the guy next to you kind of knows what you're going through. I think that's important. And, you know, we're definitely looking to do as much as possible.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. And
it was great meeting you guys. Yes.
Yeah, it's great. And we look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do as much social media and push for all the events that we partner with so we can get those who need it in the room.
Yeah.
It would be nice for... Yeah. Healthy to become cool again, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't get
it. It's cool to me.
Yeah, me too.
When did it stop being cool?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
No, it's an awesome organization, and we're so lucky to have you on this podcast. We are looking forward to everything that bereavement has done and it will be doing in the Clifton community.
Yes.
So thank you for that. Is there any final words or any resources you would like to share with our listeners?
Final words are that to men, it's okay to feel emotions. It's okay to feel, just in general. Like, I think so many of us, we walk around just wanting to be numb to the world, and I don't care about this, I don't care about that, you know, until something happens to you that you really care about and you don't know how to deal. So it's okay to feel, you know. I think that's part of being human, to be able to feel all the emotions. That's why we were put here, all the to feel all of these emotions, from being happy to being sad, you know. Like, grieving is a part of life, you know. We're all gonna go through losing a loved one, and you know, it's okay to feel it, you know. I nowadays, when someone close to me loses a loved one, like, I don't even try to cheer them up anymore. I kind of let them go through it. I just try to be there for them. You know, I've learned that it's not my job to make a person happy, but I'm there to support you, to get you there, you know? Mm. So I'm learning, just like everyone else. I'm not perfect, but, you know, we created this thing to kind of help us all improve. So, guys, find us. We're here.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Daniel, for sharing your organization with us. And if you have any specific questions, we will make sure to put a link to bereavement in our bio. We'll make sure to tag them in this episode. And if you have any specific questions, you can also reach out to Clifton Health on Air's email address. Is there any other contact information, or they can find all contact information on the website?
So on the website, bereavement.org, we have a Facebook, we have an Instagram, where we usually post all of our flyers and all the events that we have going on. We're pretty much doing something every weekend.
Okay.
So, you know, when guys need to find us, you know, you might have to drive to Bergen or Passaic County, but we're in the area doing stuff. So, yeah, we're here.
Okay, wonderful. I hope this was a great conversation for everyone listening. But if this was a tough conversation and you still have a lot of questions, feel free to reach out to the Clifton Health Department. We do have a social services division here, and we'll be happy to provide you with any resources, specifically the bereavement contact. So thank you so much. Lauren, take us out.
Don't forget to tune into our podcast every other week for a new episode. You may visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. Follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?